Hi, I'm Dustin Moat, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's review podcast. The following review is of Boy Gets Girl. Boy Gets Girl by Eclipse Theater Company, directed by Steve Scott at the Victory Gardens Theater. Boy Gets Girl examines a blind date from hell. What prevents this fatal attraction flip from becoming another cliché is Rebecca Gilman's unfailing intelligence in building an increasingly suspenseful dialogue on the complexity of male-female relationships. Gilman is an acknowledged talent, as anyone who saw Eclipse's recent production of Spinning into Butter will attest, and its current production of Boy Gets Girl is just as assured and thought-provoking. In fact, it may be one of the most satisfying seasons yet for Eclipse, which devotes each season to one playwright. In Gilman, they have a bona fide winner worthy of the honor. The play begins fairly routinely in a restaurant, where Teresa and Tony, two young and attractive professional singles, have agreed to a blind date by a mutual friend, and it's an ill-fated match from the start. Teresa is a well-read reporter for a New York culture magazine who admits that no one she knows will go out with her. Tony is a lonely computer instructor from a small town, alone for the first time in the big city. He's never in one place for long, he claims, and he finds it hard to make connections with other people. Teresa's feminist sensibilities don't mesh well with Tony's old-fashioned gallantry, and she gives him a polite brush-off. But not one to take no for an answer, Tony pursues Teresa at work, and leaving an endless series of messages at her home. A female office assistant even becomes his unwitting ally. When Teresa realizes she has a full-time stalker on her hands, she takes out a restraining order against Tony. But that's hard to enforce, according to Detective Beck, who encourages Teresa to make drastic changes in her lifestyle, her living arrangements, and even her name. Well, what's the worst thing that could happen? Teresa asks. You don't want to know, Beck gravely replies. The play asks some penetrating questions about how men see and objectify women. On their first date, Tony wonders if younger men prefer older women because they have lustful desires for their own mothers. Teresa responds that she is only 3 years older than Tony. Teresa conducts an interview with an elderly movie mogul whose sleazy exploitation flicks could be seen as a celebration of women's sexuality or a fetish on large breasts. But according to the filmmaker, it all comes down to the simple rules of physical attraction. Even Teresa's friend and co-worker Mercer Stevens, supposedly an enlightened male who takes women's study classes, confesses to a one-time attraction to Teresa. Mercer draws parallels from the classic movie formula of boy meets, pursues, and ultimately gets girl with Tony's psychotic pursuit of Teresa. Is there a line between voyeurism and stalking, or are they relevant forms of the objectification of women? Just so, Gilman refuses to give her characters easy outs in giving us a multi-layer look at sexual dynamics. Director Steve Scott draws out a strong effort from the Eclipse cast, with particularly harrowing and honest work by Michelle Corvallis as Teresa. Scott Strangland is refreshingly earnest and likable as Tony. Nathaniel Swift is excellent as Mercer, and Shannon Altlin, CeCe Klinger, and Gary Simmers lend memorable support. Boy Gets Girl is another splendid achievement from the first-rate Eclipse Theater Ensemble. The show will run through December 17th in the upstairs studio at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater. That's located at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. The play runs for about 2 hours and 20 minutes with intermission. For more information, call 773-871-3000. Again, that's 773-871-3000. You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast. I'm Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.